From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Nielsen Media Research, the company that monitors TV viewing habits, plans to roll out a new rating system in the nation's largest media market, New York City. It will not only track what shows are being watched, but exactly who is doing the viewing. The new system has brought protests from lawmakers, TV networks, and minority activists. The principal complaint is that it severely undercounts non-white viewers. The company has decided to delay the rollout of the new system until June. Toby Berkovitz is an associate dean at the College of Communication at Boston University. We spoke with him today and asked him to describe the changes.
What most stations would have are what are called set-top boxes. What these boxes tell you is that the set is on and that a particular channel or station is on. Viewers would fill out diaries. You'd write in it what time you were watching TV, what station you were watching. What Nielsen wants to do now is put what they call people meters in some of these major television markets. And what people meters do is not only tell you what is being watched in real time, but who is actually watching it.
How do they actually know not just what someone is watching, but who's actually watching TV?
See, that's the whole secret of the people meters is as you're watching, you have to push a button on a device that then says, Toby is watching this. And then they know that Toby is 55 years old and all the demographic information about me. Each person in the household has to push the button to show that they, in fact, are watching at a particular time.
There have been full-page newspaper ads. There have been protests. Lawmakers from Capitol Hill have weighed in. What is the issue? Why is this so controversial?
What's happening right now in New York is that certain groups, minority groups, think that what's going to happen is this new technology is going to undercount these viewers. And if that happens, the ad agencies won't want to buy advertising on networks or stations that appeal to whether it's African Americans or Hispanic Americans, because basically what are happening is the advertisers are buying eyeballs. If Nielsen says that people aren't watching, then who's going to want to buy on those particular stations or networks? Now what's happened is this group has literally poisoned the well. People are saying to members of the minority community, if you're contacted by Nielsen, don't agree to subscribe and have one of their boxes put on your television sets. And what that does is it makes it even more difficult for Nielsen to get a decent sample of minority viewers.
But even before this boycott, or whatever you would call it, Nielsen had acknowledged that it's tough to find just the right demographic balance. Why is it so difficult, and why is it also so important to get this right?
They are saying that 5,100 families represent all the viewers, all the households in the United States. So it's a very difficult research methodology to get correct.
Well, it does seem like it'd be fraught with all kinds of problems. If you do the math, an 800-person sample in a city like New York is one sampler for every 10,000 persons. So does that mean if you have just two Cubans or one Vietnamese person or one African-American, and what if this person happens to have weird preferences? How do they make sure that they actually pick a household that is in some way representative?
Well, that's really the key to what Nielsen has to do, is find families that they, through their research, say, in fact, are typical of other viewers with the same type of, whether it's demographic or even lifestyle interests. That's what Nielsen, in fact, says we get paid a lot of money for. So it's a bigger problem than just New York. It's a bigger problem than just minorities. It's a real question about whether the Nielsen system is accurate at all.
Why not just increase the sample size?
Well, you could increase the sample size, but then that would drive up the price that Nielsen can charge stations. That's a real marketplace problem for these stations and networks.
Can I take the stations can't turn to a competitor? There's no one else doing this.
Right now, there really isn't a competitor. Nielsen's the only game in town.
Mr. Berkovitz, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure, Michelle.
Toby Berkovitz is Associate Dean at the College of Communication at Boston University.